Welcome to Talking Up Music Education, a podcast from the NAMM Foundation. Talking Up Music Education podcast shares news and stories about music education from teachers, students, parents, school, and community leaders who care about music education and are working to create more opportunities for music learning. And now, here's your host, Mary Lurson.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Lurson, Executive Director of the NAMM Foundation. We're here at EnterTalk Radio, Facebook Live, coming to you Saturday live from the NAMM show in Anaheim, California. I'm so happy to be here with my good buddy, Jay Dash. We were buddies since we were in Washington, D.C. last year. You were so spectacular with us. We'll talk a little bit about that. But first of all, tell us what you do musically, because we have two lives here to talk about. We have a musical life to talk about, and we have a computer science life to talk about. So first, let's start with the musical life. What do you do musically?
First and foremost, a piano player. I've always been drawn to the keys, been playing them since I was about 5 years old. More than that, I'm a music producer, so I do a lot of music for TV and film.
And well known for just a little hip-hop thing that happened.
Yeah,
tell us about that.
I produced a song called The WAP. It went viral about three times now.
Is that called triple platinum?
It's double platinum
double
as of
platinum,
last month. Yeah.
Which is
way to set the bar high and then bring them down.
Right. That's
I don't know.
For platinum. I mean, they don't sell those platinums anymore. So, what, you know, I get confused. So,
double platinum,
which is pretty darn good.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I've been, I've toured a lot. I've played a lot, played in bands, as well as do the whole studio thing and produce and just having a good time.
Yeah, that was quite a phenomenon, the WAP, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's still going. It's kind of crazy.
And is there an origin story to that work, that piece? Tell us about how
Absolutely.
That got created.
So when I was in college, a few friends and I go to the club, you know, we would dance, have a good time. And there was one particular dance that we used to do, which it had no name at first. And then we would just do it to other people's music. And a friend of mine named Fleazy, he says, hey, man, we need to make a song for that dance. People seem to like it. And I was like, you know what? You're right. And I went to my dorm room and I made the WAP. I made the music for it and I recorded it myself and then gave it to a couple of DJs and then just kind of started growing organically from there.
I didn't hear that. I haven't heard this part.
Yeah.
So it actually, it was, what comes first, the dance or the music? This was the dance came
the
first.
The dance came first.
And this was you and your friends.
Yeah.
Wow, this is great. And I think next year at the Grand Rally, I think we're all going to do that.
Why not?
Maybe. I think we just got our idea.
Let's
That's
do
great.
It. Yeah.
Wow. And so the moves came first, and then you needed the music to match the moves.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love that. That's so
good. It didn't normally work that way, but it was cool. It just kind of organically happened. I think that's why this song kind of took on an organic life of its own. It's not anything that we really put money behind and pushed, right? It was, I had a couple of friends of mine made a video of them dancing in their like apartment community center. And that went viral. Like in 3 months, I actually forgot about the video, came back and looked, and it had 500,000 views. And I said,
There's something here.
We might have something.
There's something here. Yeah.
No, absolutely no idea what to do. So I was just like, well, what do I do now? And I reached out to a friend of mine who subsequently became my manager. And then we took it from there.
You know, this whole, you know, here's a bunch of guys went out to the club dancing, right? And had a friend of mine. You hear this friend of mine thing a lot, right?
Absolutely.
The network of musicians, right?
Absolutely.
And they're
just
all
keep great people around you.
And they're all still there, right?
Absolutely.
You know, we talk a lot about, you know, advice to college music students and people who are aspiring to music careers. Boy, you hear that a lot, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, with our guest that we just had, Jonathan Daly, met all of his band and friend of mine. I get to play music with my friends all week, you know?
But that's what it's all about. It's not about necessarily going after the people that you admire necessarily. I mean, it's cool to meet them and work with them, and that's awesome. But it's really about creating something and growing with the people around you.
Yeah.
That's what makes you guys incredible. That's what makes something that nobody else can replicate, right?
Yeah.
Because you guys grow and have an energy, guys and girls, have an energy that you made yourselves. And that's what was made first. That vibe is made first. And then the music happens after that. Right?
Yeah, great. All right, so let's put the musical life over here for a minute. All right. And let's talk about the, because we will talk about how, yes, they do blend and intersect, but let's just look, you are also a degree in computer science.
Correct.
That was your undergrad and graduate degree, or do you have a graduate?
No graduate degree.
Yet.
It's my undergrad degree.
Yet.
Yeah.
So
no,
you're,
yet.
Right.
Correct.
So you weren't a music major. You didn't do all that stuff. You didn't do like all the a cappella glee clubs and stuff like that, right?
No.
You were studying computer science. So
correct.
Tell us about that life.
In school, to me, it was the only thing that really clicked. I was exposed to computers in the 11th grade, and I was like, oh man, this kind of makes sense. Kind of works in my mind. So I was like, maybe I'll do that. At the time, computers weren't as big, I guess, of a career as it is now. And so I just started learning it. But when I was in college, you know, I really had the urge to go to music, but computer science is, to me, what would pay the bills. It was a practical approach to something that I understood. So I was like, you know, I'll go that route. But what was really cool was when I was at the University of Florida, I would like sneak out and go into the music building. And because I had no like real formal music training, I would go inside one of the piano rooms that they had. And I sat there and I listened to the people on the other side of the wall. I wasn't even supposed to be in there. And I was seeing, I was like, how do they do that? And so I listened and tried to pick it out and try to play stuff. So that was my formal music training in college.
So you didn't do the whole music theory early on and all of that.
No, it was all by ear.
You're all doing code and all the other stuff you had to do on the computer. Wow. So, but then as time went on, these worlds really feel really natural for you.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I think
how does this, you know, as you're a creator, producer, you know, creative product developer, managing all that, you know, you never stop working in the computer science field. We want to talk about your business now. How does it feel being connected?
I think there's a strong connection between technology and music. It's something about the orchestration of taking something that doesn't exist and may just exist in your mind and making it a reality. There's a dopamine high that comes from that, right? And I think that it's almost the same between technology and music, and actually knowing all of the pieces that exist and how to bring them together to make something function fluidly. I think that that is a concept that kind of straddles that fence, right? And can connect in both arenas. So
like producing a record and all of that, you know, there's things, there's form, there's certain things that flow from one another, right? Mm-hmm. And I've never built an app, nor have I ever built, you know, anything that you could tell me is exactly how to build. I've always guessed that there's this sense of form, right?
Well, I think you have. To be fair.
I've never built anything over there in the computer science
computer
realm.
World, right.
But you know that there is form, right?
Sure.
And that's called programming and code and, right? You're working with elements,
sure,
right?
Absolutely.
I mean, help me here. Give me some education about this. I've never been to I wouldn't know what to do in a computer science class.
Right. Well,
but I've always sensed, because I was, you know, musically trained, that it's just kind of another medium through which, you know, there's form, there's elements. It's like the Rubik's Cube of those ideas.
Right. Well,
they're over
using
here. Right?
Almost the correct.
Am I okay?
Correct. Yeah.
Do I get a B? At least like a B minus.
B plus.
Right,
at least.
Okay.
At least. But there's a way to talk about atoms, molecules, and organisms. That's actually how we talk about code, as well as creating like these small atoms, like a text box, right? And using that to create molecules, which might be an input field and a, you know, and a label, and then you create molecules, which could be an entire header element with a search box.
I want more of that. I want more of that.
But yeah, taking all of those elements, atoms, and molecules, and building a body, an entire template in a form that can be reused, and you know, taking that and building an entire site or something that's beautiful, that becomes easy for people to use, right? And fluid. So taking that from beginning to end is kind of, you know, it's to me what straddles the fence.
It's the process,
yeah.
The creative process, to create it from idea to implementation to usability to an audience for it, be it music or something that's driven by that computer technology.
Absolutely.
And our musical world is full of that now. I mean, think what we're doing right now. You know, we're Facebook Live here, sitting at the NAMM show. It's going to go up on our, you know, and then we have a whole show here full of recording technology and audio technology, and it's amazing, you know.
It's incredible. I don't know how you guys put this together, but to me, it's another example of exactly what I'm talking about, right? Orchestrating this entire event. that's mind-blowing to me. Right. I have no idea how that works, but right. there is a formula to it, and there's a beauty in how you guys make it fluid.
And it's human energy and creativity.
Absolutely.
And we have to always remember that,
yeah.
right? As far as fancy as our technology feels, it still is supposed to be amplifying what we can do.
Right.
Right? So tell us what you're doing on today on both sides of your fence. And we should say maybe out in the great J-dash pasture of creativity. There's no fences here. There's right. this, you know, you're just out in this grand sandbox of creativity on the music side. So tell us what's sure. going on out there for you.
Well, in the music side, I've kind of broken into film scoring, which is awesome to me. It's something that I've always wanted to dabble in, and started out doing some licensing for TV and film and video games.
Wow. That's important.
Absolutely.
And very creative, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah. It's a cool outlet. I just worked on a film called 83 Days. It's a short film about George Stinney Jr., who was the youngest person in American history to be put to death by the electric chair, an African-American kid back in 1944, I believe. He was 14 years old. And so I was able to, you know, take that film and kind of provide the emotion from a musical level. And mm-hmm. so that was amazing, an amazing project to
important.
Work on. Very important, an important story to tell.
Yeah.
And it's in some film festivals
Sad
now.
Sad and a little dark, but
yeah.
important yeah. to tell.
It right. was an infuriatingly beautiful piece
yeah.
because you look at it and you're like, how could anybody do this?
We right? need these reflections though.
Absolutely.
We have to be able to see.
Absolutely.
For us to be able to know, for us to be able to create some change.
Right. To learn and
move forward. We have to know. Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
So yeah, that was awesome. Working on, you know, more film, more TV, and on the tech side, I'm working with a company out in Austin, Texas called Everly Well, which is an amazing, amazing company kind of trying to disrupt the healthcare field. So basically any test that you can go take at like Quest Diagnostics or something, you can actually take from home. And so you can go to everlywell.com, order a test, and actually start to own your own health, which is a really, really cool concept that I'm extremely excited to be a part of.
So that's the fully over in the computer science side of your life.
Absolutely.
And that's that side of the sandbox.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So here's what I see for the future for you. I see that you are going to have this great app and all this stuff with medical testing and whatnot, and you're going to be able to input your blood score, and the blood score will come and said, it'd be really good for you to listen to Mozart.
You may be onto something.
How are we doing?
That would be amazing.
How are we doing? In addition,
these are the songs that will lower your stress levels.
In addition to, yeah, you got to take the right meds and check in with your doctor and come back in 3 weeks and test it again. But along the way, we've got a great ukulele tune that you might want to try.
Integrate with Pandora a little bit. Start to
see.
Hold on, I got a contract right here. I need to sign.
No, you have to sign my contract because I had the idea. No.
That's awesome.
So that's why I think this world is coming to, quote unquote. You
know, yeah.
What is this world coming to?
Right.
This
right.
world is coming to, you know, more and more creativity coming to the table, right. interacting and asking yourself, what's really going to make us feel better? Data we need, but then we need action in our lives, right?
And that's absolutely true.
More music.
On that note, I don't know anywhere else, and I hope this isn't too far of a side note, in the world that this happens, where you walk around a room and you see, you know, Christian, Muslim, Sikh, you know, just black, white, yellow, red, you know,
punk,
people in suits,
punk,
people in golf,
rock and roll,
like
right?
all together in a room for the exact same purpose. And it is the most incredible thing
here at the NAMM show
that's created here at yeah. the NAMM show, and the only place I've ever seen that, right? So kudos to you and your team.
Well,
the
thank
team
you.
For putting this together. This
yeah,
is amazing.
We have a big, big audacious vision of the world that people can come together through music, and that we can change the world through music.
It's absolutely true.
So we're sticking to that. You know, so thank you. That's lovely to have you say that. Speaking about changing the world, you went to Washington with us for the first time last May.
Yes.
Had you ever been to Washington before?
When I was in fifth grade as a safety patrol.
You went on a school field trip,
that was
right?
It.
Right.
Yep.
And you looked at the big buildings and, you know, heard the stories. But you went actually to go door to door to members of Congress and advocate for music education.
Yes.
What was that experience like for you?
It was awesome. to actually see how government works and to kind of learn. I mean, I was there to learn at the same time to affect as much change as I possibly could. So it was really cool, you know, going door to door, seeing how the congressmen and the senators just kind of work and how receptive they are in a bipartisan way to music education and how important it is. I think everybody had a good understanding of how important, you know, music is in a child's life. So it was honestly an easy sell, but it was really awesome to be there, a great opportunity to go and affect some
change.
You're
a wonderful advocate and wonderful ambassador, and you're coming back, right?
Absolutely.
Part of the team going back. All right, so let's make sure we all know where to find you. Give us the brass tacks, and then we're going to get to hear from you. We're going to move you over to your keyboard.
Sure.
But where can we find you? Everywhere.
Oh, man, you can find me on almost everything at The Real J Dash. So Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, you know, everything is at The Real J Dash. So connect with me there. You can check out my website at slapdashpro.com, slapdashpro.com, and kind of see some of the stuff that we've been working on. Yeah, and that's it. And I'll be at a few film festivals coming up in the coming months. So
great. Well, and you post all those updates, and we'll know where to find you. And also the all the music is where all music can be found, right?
Yep. That's it.
just type in the WAP, and you'll find it.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah. You can't miss it.
That's good. So what are you going to do for us?
So the first thing I'm going to talk about is a very special type of person. We'll keep it light, and then we'll kind of get a little bit deeper, if you don't mind. We'll talk about life a little bit, if that's okay. I got a little woman on the other side of town. She likes to give me money whenever I come around. She knows I got a girl, but she still holds me down. 'Cause I don't keep nothing from her, she'll still keep me around. Even if it got snow outside, man, we ain't never cold. And she may be a little ugly, but she's got the cutest soul. And long as I give her good loving, everything is okey-doke. And I don't even care that she is 63 years old, 'cause that's my sugar mama, a candy baby, my Wonder Woman, my foxy lady, my cutty buddy, my diamond ring. She's my bread and butter and my everything. That's my sugar mama, and you can't keep nothing from her. And she don't want no kinds of drama, my no. My mama. Now see, tell you a little something. Now it comes every time, like in relationships where things have to come to an end. So unfortunately, me and my sugar mama, we kind of parted ways, and it taught me a little bit, that whole relationship, that whole experience about life, and just kind of thinking about the situation that I'm in now, it kind of made me think a little bit more deeper about my situation as a whole in life. And I'd like to share that with you a little bit, because at this point, trying to find a place in the world, trying to find a place in a girl. Hard to win when you start from a low life, but a low life's better than a no life. I'm just telling you the truth, 'cause I know life. Living through the breaks, trying to catch one. In a slow lane, trying to pull a fast one. Catching every single breath to my last one. And I don't really wanna go. And if I'm gone, I don't really wanna know. No rest for this, a long kiss for bliss. And I'm hanging on to my precipice. And J Dash, the top of professional. Speaking to the congressional. And I'm not debating my concentration to stay on top of your conversation. That's life, right? I mean, something like that. I don't know, maybe we got it wrong. If you ever really thought about that. I mean, when you think about it, what is life? Kiss and tells, a lot of wish you woulds, couple wish you wells, and a single serving, with your wheels turning, and your feet frozen, and your dreams burning, and then you miss the Uber, all the flights booked, and it's hard to stare, but you got to look. So you cast the line, you forgot the hook. What you trying to pull? When you bear the bull under glass ceilings. So you shoot for stars, but when you hit the mark,
That's when they raise the bar. And we tired of jumping, but we getting high. And the problem is, it's our own supply. I didn't know that it would be like this. Everybody riding me like this. Fancy things and diamond rings and all in all. I really hope that she like this. Man, I'm trying to see the light right now. I don't care about a light right now. Doesn't matter who will fall, I'm just trying to take it all. Man, I'm talking about right now. Hey, I'm really in the zone right now. I just got up off the phone right now. Nicks and Graham, the glitz and glam, forget the fans. I really want the dough right now. I ain't putting on a show right now. I just want you all to know right now. Pissed today, I missed today, it's bliss today. I'm trying to give my mom and them a kiss today. I'm keying into what the pastor say. I passed away, get gone, cast away. No slow growth, gotta be a faster way. Put your money in your pocket, it'll last a ways, huh? Pissed the pasta, shrimp the lobster, talk you out your knickerbockers, think the logic, bait deposits, red. The prophet said the prophet, I ain't dodging overtime, and that's life.
That was amazing. I felt like I just experienced an opera with you, my friend. That's lovely. Thank you. Brand new work? Absolutely. Something brand new coming up?
Yeah, you can check that out. Me and my band, Top Shelf People, actually put that song out. So look it up on YouTube, Top Shelf People, Life.
And that's another place people can go and find you.
Another place you can find me.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for being here and
thank
being part
having.
Of the NAMM show this week and all the things that you're doing for the world. And also coming back and joining us in Washington this
Absolutely.
Spring.
Thank
be
you
great.
So much.
And thank you all for joining us here at the NAMM Foundation, Talking at Music Education Podcast. We hope you have a great day wherever you are, and thank you for joining us.
Talking Up Music Education is a podcast created by the NAMM Foundation. To learn more about how you can support music education in your community or how you can be part of the work of the NAMM Foundation, visit our website, www.namfoundation.org, or join us on Facebook at facebook.com/NAMM Foundation. You can also follow Mary on Twitter at Mary L. NAMM. That's Mary L-N-A-M-M.